This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I just saw some bugs brought to him, and he is our first winner. First winner, $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We will hook somebody else up in the 3 o'clock hour. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle. I'll just gonna keep calling it a box. Our raffle box.
Did you say our winner was Travis?
Travis in the building.
Yeah. Fun fact. Guy you heard before us every day on In the Loop, John Lopez, the OG. He called me Travis for a solid probably month and a half when I first started working here. That's at Sports Radio 610.
You got to be kidding me.
And John, he's the one who got me Travis? An interview, bro.
John called you Travis for a month and a half?
At least.
Hold on. How did it stop becoming Travis? Did you stop him and say, "Hey boss man, my name's Tyler."
Yes, I finally one day he had done it again and I said, "Lopez, No problem. Not offended, but want to let you know, name's actually Tyler. It's not Travis." I said, oh, I knew that.
See, I think I'd have just kept calling you Travis. Like, it's just a fun joke. Trav. Like, you just be Trav all day. How about that, man?
I just call you a different name every day.
just get him a T name all the way around.
What up, Tim?
All right, Tori. In the building?
Why we got to go female with it?
No, Tori is not just female. There's a lot of Tori Holt. There's a lot of male Tories.
Oh, you're right. My mind goes female, I guess.
Tori Hunter, who stripped naked one time when he got thrown out of the game for the Twins. That's one of my favorite videos. When he just said, "To hell with it, man. I'm taking my shirt, my pants, my batting gloves, all of it off, and throwing it at him." I remember... Do you remember, Tyler, we had Tori on, and I asked him about that. I said, "What the hell? What was that about, Tori?"
That was a good moment on the drive.
Speaking of great baseball players, we will have one of the greatest pitchers of all time, Roger Clemens, coming back. Hey, baby, I've been doing this a while. Roger Clemens coming up 4 o'clock. He will join us, and we'll talk to him about what he's seeing with the Astros. I got to hear his thoughts about these torpedo bats as well. So that's coming up 4 o'clock hour. Luke is in the building. Clint is out. As again, we are live spectators here in Sugar Land. Make your way on out here. I see the bugs. They look delicious. Got all the fixings with it. I see potatoes over there. Reggie from In the Loop is in the building. I think he's about to get some bugs. Yeah, he's in the building. So get on out here on this Fiesta Friday. $5 margaritas. I need another one. Next time I get a chance, I'm going to have somebody give me a margarita. $4 Mexican beers also in the building. So a lot going on here to take advantage of. It's a good time. We're in the patio. You can see us from the highway if you drive by. A good time is being had. All right, Luke and Tyler and the people. This is maybe uncomfortable. Maybe a place you don't want to dive into, but that's what we do here, baby. I want to get your thoughts. I want to get your feeling, hear your feelings on this, because I have talked to many people in my time out, talked to people on social media, on Twitter, on everything on YouTube and Twitch, text line, and I've heard this thought, and I wanted to have this conversation, and it's about C.J. Stroud. And I wonder how many people fit into this boat. C.J. Stroud, who we have not heard from, has any – I think we saw C.J. for the first time at a Rockets game, but I hadn't heard or seen from C.J. Stroud since the Chiefs game ended.
Much different than last offseason.
Much different. Yeah, he didn't take the tour to Tokyo. He wasn't on with Micah Parsons. He didn't play in the celebrity game in the NBA All-Star game, which I tell you I don't have a problem with, do you think? But he has taken a completely different approach. That's fine. But this is my wonder with Texans fans. And Luke, you can jump on this first. Are Texans fans a bit nervous that they don't quite know exactly what C.J. Stroud is after 2 years? Because the first year, I'm telling you, Tyler and Luke, we thought, okay, this dude here is about to be one of the next. Like, finally, the football gods have looked upon Houston and said, hey, I know you didn't have the number one pick, but they got Bryce, but you got C.J. Stroud, and C.J. Stroud was actually the right guy. And C.J. Stroud is not just the right guy, but he's going to be potentially the next. He's the guy where you got credible people saying the next year he's going to be our MVP. I believe he is going to lead the Texans to a potential Super Bowl, lead them to places they've never been. Hell, I think I came out and said that this cat, the way he's playing as a rookie, there's no chance that he is not going to get this team to where they've never been before.
God bless, brother.
Then he had last year, which, again, I want to make this clear for some of you all that are going to lose your minds out here. It was not all him, but it all wasn't everybody else either. There was a step and a change in terms of C.J. Stroud where, to me, I think it's very understandable that you look at it and you don't have the same feeling that you had coming out of year one, going into year two. And I just pose that to people out there. When you look at it at all, are you a bit nervous that you don't quite know what C.J. Stroud is right now?
Well, if the text line has been any indication the last few months, I think so. Or maybe they're even beyond nerves and have already moved in the other direction on him. I am. I am personally. Now, I will say, if you look back just like historically, sophomore slumps are a thing for quarterbacks. That's far more common than a guy having the rookie season that Stroud did and then completely falling off the face of the earth for the rest of their career. In fact, I can't think of another example where a guy played as well as Stroud their first season and could never get remotely close or back to that level the rest of their career. But you can name a lot more quarterbacks that had that sophomore slump and bounced back. So I like to be optimistic. I don't think you do what he did that first year if you can't play at this level, at a high level. But certainly, after what we saw this past year, I'm a little concerned about what this next season in the future holds, especially when you factor in now a first-time play caller. You know, does that help the progression
of
the quarterback? We'll
see. That's a lot of change. Now, there's more change there that is rolling in that, right? Like a guy that did what he did now potentially completely change, not just in voice, but complete change in system and what he's asked to do. Mm-hmm. And now what, two coordinators, two systems potentially in 3 years.
Yeah.
Which, listen, I believe CJ can handle it, what he has shown. But to me, it is hard to not think, like, you had to be on, and I know I thought this, cloud 10 with what you thought you were getting. It felt like what he gave us year one, it felt like, dude, it is just a matter of time to where he is on the levels of, you know, the Josh Allens. He's on the levels of the Joe Burrows. He's on those levels. It's a matter of time. And now what you watched last year, because year three, Luke, if this thing slides closer to year two than year one, now you're at a point where you're like, okay, well, is that thought that he could be elite, is that something that we may have to put out of our mindset? I'm seeing some people here roll through. Lauren Mack says, not one bit worried about CJ. Kick Rocks, we still think that he is that guy, Ron. Dude has proven he can play. There were other factors last season. Yeah, there were factors last season. I get. But it doesn't creep. Like, Like, you come away from last season, from year one to year two, and just say, man, I know CJ's going to be that dude from year one.
Yeah, you can't give him all the credit of year one and then take away all the responsibility of year two of those struggles. But I brought this up before when I was in this seat with you, but you know, I always compare it to the music industry with that make or break third album. And I think that's where we are for CJ Stroud, where a lot of bands had the great first album, bad second album, and then the ones that could put out a good third album are the bands that continue to have successful careers. The others that couldn't, you realize, like, oh, they're actually not that talented of songwriters. We move on from those bands. And so I think it's the same thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Stroud, we had the great first year, bad second year. Now this is the make or break, like prove which one you're more like. And if he does have another down year, we talk about sophomore slumps, it's usually just that sophomore year. Drew Brees bounced back in year three, Matt Ryan bounced back in year three, so on and so forth. When it's back-to-back years, then it becomes a little more of a concern of, maybe it was that first year that was the fluke, because that is the outlier. So I think this is a huge year for Stroud to prove himself.
Because I don't, like, I'm at this point, I'm not at the point right now where I think the league figured him out after year one.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, yes, the protection and whatever was going on in that offensive room, mostly the protection had a ton to do with it. As I see people texting it in, fix the offensive line and C.J. Stroud will be an MVP. See, I'm not there. Right now, I'm not too... Fixed offensive line, C.J. Stroud would be into the Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar, and then obviously Mahomes. I'm not into this just simply fix the offensive line, because I do think the cause of it was offensive line, but I also think some of it was him,
mm-hmm.
and some of it was some of the decisions that he was making. So I'm not quite there yet. But I as you said, I do think this is a big, big year for him to see if that rolls through. My thought process from him from going into year one to year two to now year two to year three is completely different.
Yeah, it is.
I still think there is a possibility that he could be a Pro Bowl level quarterback and can do things like that. But I'm not as confident. Now, some of you are as confident. I'm not trying to take that from you. I'm not as confident on that, and I do, and I see some people texting in with it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.